Welcome back. A new year means some new changes at the Social Security Administration. So we're pleased to welcome for our annual update specialist, Kentia Torres. Happy New Year, Kentia. Great to see you again.
Happy New Year. Nice to see you too. Thank you again for having me in your program. It's nice to be back with some updates on Social Security.
Yep, 2026, it's hard to believe, but it is here. And of course, the biggest question I'm sure you get all the time is, so what's our new cost of living adjustment for the new year, right?
COLA, such a hot topic. Yes, so there was an increase of 2.8% for 2026, which started this month, January 2026. And that is about $56 increase per month, whether you receive Social Security benefits or the Supplemental Security Income, SSI. So it is welcome, 2.8. And people ask me all the time, how do you guys compute the COLA? Well, I don't compute it, of course, but Social Security uses the Consumer Price Index and the Department of Labor's information to come up with how much things now cost in 2026 to determine that amount. So it's 2.8, which is better than, you know, other years, one would say.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say that is higher than past years, past couple of years, actually. And another question I'm sure you get all the time, but does that get, negated by the increase in the cost of Medicare?
Well, so Medicare did go up. Now it's $202.90. And so if you need assistance paying for that, there is assistance through the state of Massachusetts, and you could always visit mass.gov, or you call us at 1-800-772-1213, and we should be able to assist you with applying for the Part B subsidy and also for Part D, as in David, for the drug plan to help you pay for any of those services if you need it. Again, our 1-800 number is 1-800-772-1213, national 1-800 number, open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, good to know. Or on your website as well, right? Socialsecurity.gov. Yeah, okay. Speaking of, appointment-focused services, Kentia, what do we need an appointment for at the Social Security Administration?
I'm glad you asked. So we implemented the appointment-focused model to ensure that we are able to assist everyone without having to wait too long in our offices.
Right.
After COVID, we want to make sure that everybody is safe and healthy. And seeing now that the flu season is spreading everywhere, we want to ensure again that you have an appointment that we're expecting you, or a phone appointment that you don't have to wait so long on the phone. So we always say that number one step is check to see if these services are available online. A lot of the services that we provide, you can do online with a few clicks. If it's not available online, or that is not a way that you want to conduct business with Social Security, you could call us and schedule an appointment. We do phone appointments and in-person appointments. Now at the hearing level, any of those people who have filed appeals, there's an option to do a video call, just like we have right now, to go in front of the judge. So we have updated the way of doing business now that we have a lot of different technologies available. And also we want to be prepared. We want to know that you're coming in, that your spouse is coming in, so that we are able to provide you with the best information and take time to give you all the estimate and process your application timely.
Yeah, that's a key point. You glossed over it a little bit, but you can schedule telephone appointments with Social Security, and you'll be able to schedule a day and a time. They will reach out and call you for that. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah. We send you a reminder, phone call or a text. But a lot of times people are skeptical. They're like, "What about if I don't know what they're going to ask me?"
Right.
Well, just know that they're going to ask you the same questions, whether it's over the phone or in person. And these questions are going to be questions like, "Are you married? What is your mailing address? What is your disabling condition?" In other words, questions that you will be the ones to provide us with the information. And we do this every day. And it is very fruitful. We notice that people tend to do very well when there's an appointment instead of walking in and not knowing what it is that we're going to ask them. And now we have to reschedule because they didn't come prepared. So an appointment always, always benefits everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had folks that have done that, have a telephone appointment. There was no time limit. You know, they spent as much time as was needed with the individual. Plus, you're usually home, so you have access to any documents or information that you might need for that appointment.
That is correct. Actually, it's We noticed that the information that people provide actually allows them to either get favorable decisions, because like you mentioned, they have their medications in front of them, right. Doctors' names, DD-214 if they were in the military. So yes, it allows you to provide all the information without having to come back into the office. But if you do need to submit anything, we will schedule an in-person appointment, right? Or there is a fax, which you can provide that, and in a few seconds, we will have that information. So it allows you, again, to be able to do this without having to leave home or send in the information via mail. But of course, if your benefits are suspended or there is dire need, yes, you may walk into an office and we will do everything that we can to assist you. And if we can't do it all that day, we will then schedule another appointment to ensure that all of the benefits and everything is all set for you.
Right. And that includes the office right here in Quincy, is that right?
That is correct. Yeah. Quincy. Yeah. Yes.
Good to know. Definitely. For sure. But there's so many things you can do right through the website, right?
There's a lot of things that you can do. Even if you don't receive Social Security benefits yet, you're able to create your own My Social Security account.
Yep.
And get benefit statements, which a lot of people like to see the money, right? The amount. How much am I going to look at in order to make a decision? So if you create this account online, you will be able to get retirement estimates for yourself. Mm-hmm. At different ages, your spouse, but also if you were thinking about applying for disability benefits, you could get estimates on disability benefits and also survivor's benefits. So there's a lot of information you could obtain. If you needed a letter showing that you do not receive Social Security benefits, sometimes people need it to refinance a loan or for anything else, you're actually able to access that information right online. In addition to that, if you are getting Social Security benefits, you will be able to get one of the hottest items that we always get requests, income letters, especially around this time of year when people need to be certified for dual assistance, for housing, etc. That is a way for you to get your income letter. You can either do a screenshot on your phone, you can print it at home, as many copies as you need, or you may request one to be mailed to you. And so if you think, my check doesn't look correct in my bank account, you can log in and see what the amount was, or if there's a letter pending there in your communication center letting you know what's going on your account, even if you don't have access to the phone at that moment. Maybe we're closed here, you're still able to conduct a lot of business, like I mentioned, 24 hours a day anywhere in the world, as long as you have internet service.
Yeah, this is part of your Go Digital initiative, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Digital. Again, there's a lot of things that one can do, and this is great for people who want to, let's say they're in retirement and they want to travel. Hmm. They want to travel out of state, down south in the winter, come back in the spring, or to their native countries, or travel the world. You'll be able to, again, see all your Social Security items right online. And if you need to call us, it's easier for you to have the letters right in front of you. And again, this is free. Some people are skeptical because of scams and frauds, but we use a lot of software to ensure that no one is able to access your information, just like we do in the offices. And you will be asked to create a username and password and PIN security features, again, to ensure that no one else is able to access your information, because you went ahead first and blocked that information, if you will, from anyone else who ever tried to create an account, someone that, say, grew up around you and they know your maiden name, full name, parents' name, city and state, and all of that. If they ever try to go into your account to change a bank account, they wouldn't be able to, because you went ahead first and created your account.
That's right. You've kind of made a placeholder for yourself, right? So nobody else can kind of assume your identity.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And the good thing about it is, let's say if you're still working, if I may mention, as you continue to work, you will see your estimates actually increase every year. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, the COLA letters, the people who saw those letters first were the ones that have My Social Security account, because it goes into the message center. Also, now that we are in tax season, there is a lot that you can do. For example, hot ticket item, replacing Social Security cards for yourself and children. You are able to log in on socialsecurity.gov, replace your card, and as long as you have a state ID, unexpired state ID or driver's license, or a U.S. passport that is not expired, you should be able to replace your Social Security card. And it takes about 7 to 10 business days to receive that card. If you change something like your name, for example, you wouldn't be able to complete the application online, but you could start it. And then you could schedule an appointment into our office and bring the proof of marriage or divorce or name change into a local office and then finish the process. So It is all designed for you to be able to do a lot more online. The other hot item is the 1099 or the benefit statement. For those who receive Social Security benefits, the statement is going to give you the amount that you received the prior year. And you may use this statement to file your taxes and see if you need to have taxes withheld or not. So again, there's a lot of things that you could access. If you need to replace your Medicare card, sometimes people misplace this card. A few clicks, you're able to get that, again, mailed to you, easy to use once you create your My Social Security account.
Okay, yeah, you mentioned taxes, and I'm sure you get asked all the time, and I do too, are Social Security benefits taxable?
And I get that question like you mentioned. So from what we understand here at Social Security is that if Social Security is the only income in the household, you don't have to pay federal taxes. But if you have other incomes such as Social Security and wages, Social Security and self-employment, just to name a few, you may have to pay taxes depending on how much income you have and how you file for taxes, whether it's an individual, married, filing jointly, et cetera. So we always recommend that you contact your tax professional or the IRS to ensure that you get the right information, just because, you know, there's so much income and everybody has different households. And so we always want to make sure that we direct you to the right sources when it comes to tax questions.
Right. You want to do it right the first time. You don't want to have to go back and file an amendment. Yeah, that exactly.
Yes. Or the IRS.gov is another great website to visit when it comes to tax questions.
Sure. Do folks actually still need a physical Social Security card, Kintia?
So at this time, we always say leave it at home.
Yeah.
You should just need the number for most times.
Yep.
The only time that you would need to have your card or bring it is sometimes employers may request it. And we always say provide that and then leave it at home, because you don't want you to lose your wallet, your purse, and now your information is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we only get 10 cards for our lifetime.
Oh, interesting.
We don't want you, So we don't want you to lose all these cards, because then you have a higher risk of becoming someone who may be scam, or somebody may be using your number to file taxes, and we don't want you to do that. So make sure you leave it at home. Social Security is working on some sort of digital card, but that's still in the works, which will be great, because you will be able to have on your phone or somewhere with, again, your PIN. So you don't have to have it on you. So just remember, leave it at home. There's no reason why you should have it on you unless it's something specific, and then you can return it back to a safe place.
Okay, good to know, good to know. You mentioned scams earlier. Do you want to talk a little bit about specifically some of the scams you're seeing and what to do if you do get taken advantage of?
Yes, of course. So yes, we see a lot of scammers calling, emailing, texting, or even messaging you on social media. You want to make sure that you know that Social Security doesn't just randomly mail or call people. The only times that we will call you is usually when you just file for benefits and you're waiting for us to process your application. So we're just calling because we received it. We are not going to ask you to send us money. Most of our services, actually the majority of them, are free. So you should not have to pay to have your Social Security card replaced or to get an income letter. These are free services to everyone in the United States. A few things that I want to point out is I call it the four P's. So just to see if you can see if this is something that you are seeing. So a lot of scammers, they like to pretend that they're Social Security or an Office of Inspector General staff. So they're pretending to be one of us, and then they're going to create a problem, right? Your account has been blocked, or there's a problem with your benefit. And they're going to try to pressure you to act fast. And the last thing is they want you to pay. So again, don't send any money. And we're not gonna ask you to wire us any money or send us any gift cards. We're never gonna pressure you. And usually, once you are receiving Social Security benefits, we're going to send you a letter before we call you. We're gonna say, hey, on this date, at this time, we need to conduct a review on the benefits that you receive. And then we're going to call you on the date and time so that you're already expecting one of us to call you. We're going to give you a name of a representative that you should be expecting to call.
Okay.
If at any time someone calls you from Social Security and you're not sure, you may hang up and call the office directly. And then we're going to verify that it's indeed us. We should have your social security number on screen, so right. We should be asking you what that is, unless you called us, of course. And so that is one way to also know, like, why would you ask me for my social security number if you're calling me, right, from social security? And so if you think that maybe you provided this information after the call, or you want to make sure that we know about the scammers, you may call us. And so the Office of Inspector General's phone number is 1-866-968-7842, or you may call us again at Social Security 1-800-772-1213.
Okay.
Or you may visit our website on socialsecurity.gov.
Okay. I like that. The four P's. So pretend, create a problem, pressure you, and then force you to pay.
Hey. Okay. Yes. Always. We want to make sure that you stay safe. And so these numbers are here, and you could always, like I said, call us and report that information so that we're able to help you.
And that's a great point about, you know, Social Security already has your number. Even if you cold call them, you know, if there's no appointment, you just happen to call them, they can look you up, right, and find
definitely.
You.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're all over the country. Anywhere you call that 1-800 number, as soon as we enter that number, we will let you know, oh, yeah, it looks like this office is trying to contact you. So it's always to be safe. Sometimes we do. I must mention that we work Saturdays because we're trying to get work done.
Mm-hmm.
And you could always call us back, and you should have the automated system respond. Mm-hmm. You have to call Social Security, right?
Okay.
And so that's another way. You can tell the person, I don't feel safe. I'm going to call you back. And then the representative should call you once you verify their identity.
Okay, good to know. So, I mean, it really sounds like even though, you know, we've seen in the news about a reduction of personnel at the Social Security Administration, you really are supplementing that with the online and telephone services.
Yes, that is correct. And so we have new software now that allows us to assist over the phone a lot more people. And the wait times have significantly dropped.
Yeah.
I think that now it's just a few minutes instead of hours like it used to be. So
right.
We are improving, and we're trying to, again, get everybody helped and without having to wait so long. And so, you know, we're just improving every day. And this is the reason for the appointments, because we want to make sure that, again, you don't have to wait long for what you need. We want to make sure that we pay the right person at the right time. And so if there's any changes mm-hmm. on your benefits, we also want you to call us and report it timely, because it goes both ways. We want to make sure we pay you, but we also need the right information, like where to send the money, you move, so that the letters not return to us, and then we have to suspend benefits because we don't know who you are.
Right.
And we want to make sure that no one else is getting your information, right, that we're not sending your mail to the wrong address. And so it is important that you update that information. And if you receive Social Security benefits, if you create your My Social Security account, you're able to change your bank account information.
Mm-hmm.
Mailing address and telephone number, again, anywhere in the world, so that we're able to contact you when we need to contact you. Lastly,
yep.
For those who are applying for Social Security disability insurance,
yes.
Please provide us with an alternative or an emergency contact, so that if your cell phone is disconnected or we're unable to reach you, and tell that emergency person that you're going to put them down as a contact, so that when we call them looking for you, they don't think that we are scammers. So that they know that, in fact, we're trying to reach you, and that's why we're calling. So I wanted to make sure to mention that, because we want to make sure that if you approve or deny, that you get that information timely so that you're able to proceed with the application.
Okay, great point, absolutely. Quick question, Kinsey, are physical checks still issued in the mail for benefits, or is it all digital now?
So we're trying to go digital.
Yeah.
And so if you're still getting paper checks, I highly, highly recommend that you either create your own account if you're unable to. There is other forms that we could send you a direct express card
okay.
for you to obtain your benefits timely in that card. And that helps you safeguard your check, because if somebody gets that check, mm-hmm. then it takes such a long time to replace it versus electronically being able to track that. So
okay.
That is a great question. I'm sure that they're going to stop sending any paper checks. I honestly have not seen many paper checks in the last year, but of course, if anybody is still receiving paper checks, we highly, highly encourage you to go electronic. Call us at Social Security, 1-800-772-1213, and we should be able to help you. Sometimes we see the transient population. They're like, I don't have an address. How am I able to get my, we are able to still send you a direct express card. So call us, and we should be able to assist you.
Great, great. So great to catch up with you, Kinsey. Always some great information. Really appreciate it. Have a wonderful year.
You too. Thank you very much again for this opportunity, and I hope to see you again soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Take care.
You're very welcome.